那么今天的题目是防备那些敌基督。
The topic of today's preaching is guarding against the Antichrist.
经文是在约翰一书第二章第十八节到二十三节。
Scripture is from 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 to 23.
有圣经的打开圣经，约翰一书第二章第十八节。
Please open your Bible to 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 to 23.
小子们啊，如今是末时了，你们曾听见说那敌基督的要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了，从此我们就知道如今是末时了。他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的，若是属我们的，就必乃就与我们同在。他们出去，显明都不是属我们的，你们从那阵子受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事，我写信给你们，不是因你们不知道真理，真是因你们知道，并且知道没有西方从真理出来的。谁是说谎话的？不是那不认耶稣为基督的吗？不认父以子的，这就是敌基督的。凡不认子的就没有父，认子的连父也有了。
1 John chapter 2 verse 18. Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us,They would have remained with us, but their going shows that none of them belong to us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son.No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also.
今天我们来到约翰一书第二章第十八节。
Today we come upon 1 John chapter 2 verse 18.
我们到目前为止，约翰已经讲过这个光与黑暗的相对。
So from to this point on, John has already mentioned lightness versus darkness.
他也讲到爱与恨的相对。
He also talked about love versus hate.
约翰也讲到关于这个爱父和爱世界的相对。
He also talked about loving the Father versus loving the world.
我们今天的经文是讲到真跟假的相对。
And today the scripture talks about truth versus what is not truth.
使徒约翰讲一个信徒不单要行在光明当中。
The Apostle John said a believer not only does he have to live in lightness,
要行在爱当中,
he also needs to walk in love.
他也应当行在这个真理当中,
he also needs to walk in truth.
他必须能够辨别哪一些东西是真的, 哪些东西是假的。
He needs to be able to discern what is true and what is not true.
我们在这里这个使徒约翰谈到一个教会里面一个很严重的问题。
Here, the Apostle John talked about a serious problem in the church.
他说我们是活在一个末时的时代。
He said we are living in the end times.
就好像十八节讲到小子们啊，如今是末时了。
Just like in verse 18 it says, Dear children, this is the last hour.
你们曾经听说那敌基督的要来，现在有好些敌基督的出来了。
And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come.
从此我们就知道如今是末时了。
This is how we know it is the last hour.
这节经文讲到这个末期的时代有敌基督的会出来。
This verse tells us that during the last time, the end time, there will be Antichrist.
我们看到这节经文有两个名词。
We see two nouns here.
一个就是末时，另外就是敌基督。
There is the last hour or the end times, or and then there is the Antichrist.
什么是末时？
What is the last hour?
摩西节经文所说的末时，是指一个新的时代已经到来了。
When it talks about the last hour, it's talking about a new era has come.
在约翰一书第二章第八节说。
And in 1 John chapter 2 verse 8 it says,
因为黑暗渐渐地过去，真光已经照耀。
It says, darkness is gradually gone and new light has shined upon us.
自从耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上。
Since Jesus was nailed on the cross.
埋葬复活之后。
He was buried and then he resurrected.
神设立了一个新的时代。
And so the new era began.
所以这节经文所说的末时，
So the last hour that was mentioned here,
就是指耶稣基督升天之后，然后到他将要再来的时候。
It's talk about after Jesus ascended into the sky until the time when he returns.
那么这段时间就是末时。
This period of time is the last hour.
然后圣经告诉我们，在这个末时的时候，将会有敌基督出来。
And it says that during this time there will be Antichrist.
谁是敌基督？
So who is the Antichrist?
在整本圣经里面，你会发觉到只有两本书提到这个敌基督这个名词。
In the whole Bible, there are only two books who mention Antichrist.
那两本书就是约翰一书跟约翰二书。
And it is 1 John and 2 John.
敌基督这个名词有三个含义。
There are three meanings to the noun Antichrist.
第一个意思就是一个否认这个基督与基督对抗的一个灵。
The first meaning is talking about a spirit who who denies Christ and is against him.
那么第二个意思呢，是指那些假先知跟假教师。
The second meaning is pointing towards the false teachers.
第三个意思就是指那位在耶稣基督再来的时候那个大罪人。
And the third is pointing towards the one great sinner before Christ returns.
如果你看十八节的话，你发觉到这节经文里面有讲到两个敌基督。
And if you look at verse 18, you notice there are two nouns talking about the Antichrist.
我们这两个名词在英文圣经里面的差别就很明显。
And in the English translation, it is very obvious.
因为一个是单数的，一个是多数的。
Because one is singular and the other one is plural.
那么中文圣经就把它翻译成那敌基督和有好些敌基督。一个是单数，一个是多数的，而你注意看。
So in the Chinese translation, it's in not so obvious terms, talk about the singular and the plural.
这两个名词有不同的意思。
These two nouns have different meanings.
如果你还记得的话，我曾经讲过这个敌基督，这个大罪人。
And if you remember, we have talked about the Antichrist.
也就是在耶稣基督再来的时候，将会出现这个大罪人。
And it is when Christ returns, this big sinner, or this one sinner will appear.
谈到这个敌基督，就是这个大罪人，通常英文圣经就把它大写 Antichrist。
Usually in the English Bible, when you talk about this one Antichrist, it is in capital.
这位敌基督他将会完完全全的跟耶稣基督敌对。
He will be in complete opposition to Christ.
他是一个大罪人。
He's a big sinner.
圣经讲他是一个沉沦之子。
And he is one to be destroyed.
在这个启示录里面，他说这个是一个兽。
And in Revelation, he was described as a beast.
所以在今天的经文里面，使徒约翰所要讲的是那些好些敌基督。
And the Antichrist that the Apostle John is talking about here are the plural tense, the Antichrist.
我们这些敌基督是指那些假先知跟假教师。
And they are referring to the false teachers.
就是使徒约翰要强调的。
And this is what the Apostle John wants to stress.
这个末时在使徒约翰的时候已经开始了。
The end time has already started when John was there.
从那个时候，这些假先知、假教师的作为已经开始了。
And from that point on, the action, they already, the the false prophets and the false teachers have already started their action.
所以在约翰时代的时候，已经有了这些假先知跟假教师。
So they already exist during John's time.
一直到今天，这些假教师、假先知还是仍然的存在。
And they are still here today.
并且越来越多。
And they are multiplying.
而且他们的影响力越来越大。
And the influence is also multiplying.
所以十八节，约翰用这些经文来警告我们。
So, John used verse 18 to warn us.
他警告我们在这个末时的时代。
He warned us that during this end time,
将会有假先知、假教师出来。
There will be false prophets and false teachers.
诱惑信徒，使他们离开这个真道。
To lure Christians and believers away from the truth.
今天我们的周围有不少的异端。
Today there are many cults surrounding us.
比如说耶和华见证人。
For example, Jehovah's Witnesses.
摩门教。
The Mormons.
特别在阿布科蒂这个地带，还有往西边的一些州，都很多这个耶和华见证人跟摩门教。
Especially to the west of us, there are other states.That are full of the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses.
这些教是离开真道的教派。
These cults are ones who have walked away from the truth.
他们以他们认为是真的来诱惑别人。
They use what they think is the truth to lure others.
特别是基督徒。
Especially believers.
这些假先知、假教师，他声称自己是基督徒。
These false prophets and false teachers.They tell themselves they are the true Christians.
引导那些软弱的信徒来离开真道。
And they lead the weak Christians away from the truth.
主耶稣在马太福音告诉我们，我们要防备这些假先知。
Jesus has warned us in the book of Matthew that we need to watch out for these.
他告诉门徒，你们要防备这些假先知。
He said, "Watch out for false prophets."
他们到你们中间，好像披着羊皮的狼。
They come to you in sheep's clothing.
里面是残暴的狼。
But inwardly they are ferocious wolves.
所以外表看起来是一个很善良的狼羊。
So on the outside, they look like a mild sheep.
不要把狼跟羊搞错了。
Don't mix up the sheep and the wolves.
因为那些狼就披着羊皮。
Because the wolves was clothed themselves with the sheep's clothing.
但是他们里面是残暴的。
But inwardly they are ferocious wolves.
这些假先知、假教师出现在使徒约翰的时代。
These false prophets and false teachers.Were there during John's time?
也出现在我们这个时代。
And they are also here during our time.
那么到底他们是从哪里来的？
So where did these people come from?
如果你看十九节话，就明白。
If you look at verse 19, you understand.
他们从我们中间出去，却不属我们的。
They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us.
若是属我们的，就必然就与我们同在。
For if they had belonged to us,They would have remained with us.
他们出去显明都不是属我们的。
But their going shows that none of them belong to us.
我们这些经文告诉我们，这些假先知、假教师是从教会出来的。
So the scripture tells us that these false prophets and teachers came out from among us.
他们就好像其他的信徒一样。
They are just like ordinary Christians.
经常在教会里面聚会，还有团聚。
They are there in the worship, they are there in the fellowship.
他们好像神大家庭里面的弟兄姐妹。
They are like part of God's family.
然后突然间他们离开教会。
And all of a sudden they will leave the church.
因为他们的教导不能够得到教会的接纳。
Because what they taught were not accepted by the church.
那么因此他们必须要离开教会，成立那些异端教会。
And therefore, they have to leave the existing church, establish their own church.
那么使徒约翰说，如果他们是真的信主的话，
And the Apostle John said, if they are really one of us,
他们就不会离开教会。 而留在教会里面。
They would not have left the church. They would have stayed in the church.
所以不要以为所有来教会的人都是真的信徒。
So don't say that everyone who comes in the church are real believers.
因为教会当中会有披着羊皮的狼。
Because there are wolves among us who have the sheep.
他们的生命没有真理。
They do not have truth in them.
我们如何知道这些人是假先知、假教师呢
？So how do we distinguish the false teachers and the false believers？
那么主耶稣在马太福音第七章告诉我们
，And Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 7。
他说：“凭着他们的果子，我们就可以认出他是否是真是假。
”He said we can recognize them by the fruits they bear.
从他们生命中所结出的果子，我们就可以知道他们是否是真，是否是假。
So from the fruit that they bear with their lives, we can tell whether they are true or false.
所以不是所有来教会的人都是真信徒。
So not all who come into the church are true believers.
主耶稣在马太福音第七章第22节、23节说得很重。
Jesus told us with a heavy heart in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 to 23.
他说，当那日必有许多人对我说。
He said, many will say to me on that day,
主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼。
Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?
奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们。
Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you.
这段经文，耶稣基督是针对假先知、假教师所说的。
And in what is read, Jesus was talking about the false teachers and the false prophets.
这些假先知、假教师不是来自教会外。
These people are not from outside of the church.
他们是从教会里面出来的。
They are actually from inside the church.
我们今天的异端，比如说刚才我讲的耶和华见证人跟摩门教，就是其中的一些例子。
Some of the cults surrounding us, for example, the Jehovah Witnesses and the Mormons, are just a couple of the examples.
耶和华见证人的创办人。他的名字叫做 Charles Russell， 他是一位牧师。
The originator of the Jehovah's Witnesses was a pastor, and his name was Charles Russell.
他在1852年的时候出生在 Pennsylvania.
He was born in Pennsylvania in 1852.
少年的时候 ，Charles Russell 对这个地狱心里面存着一种忌讳感。
And as a youth, he had great fear of the concept of hell.
所以他到处在墙上写字，警告人这个地狱之火。
And so he would write on the wall and warn people of the fire in hell.
17岁的时候，他与人争辩。
17 years old, he had a debate.
被说服否认这个地狱的存在。
And then he was convinced.By the opposite, that there is no hell.
他18岁的时候，他对主耶稣再来感到非常有兴趣。
When he was 18, he had great interest in the return of Jesus Christ.
他预言说1874年主会再来。
And so he prophesied that in 1874 Jesus will return.
但是后来他承认自己算错了。
But then later he admitted he miscalculated.
而把它改成1914年。
So he changed the date to 1914.
如果我们回头看的是啊，1914年主耶稣还没有来。
So if you look back in history, Jesus Christ did not return during that time.
所以他所讲的都不对的。
So what he had said were wrong.
所以 Charles Russell 在少年的时候，他抗拒这个加尔文主义或长老会的信仰。
As a youth, Charles Russell rejected the Calvinism and also the doctrines of.The Presbyterian Church.
但是他却对这个东方学术的研究很有兴趣。
But he was extremely interested in the Eastern way of learning.
开始的时候，他几乎放弃了这个基督的信仰。
And in the very beginning, he almost gave up his belief in Christ.
那么后来，经过一位长辈的协助
，But later, with the help of an elder,
他才相信这本圣经是神的话。
He then believed that the Bible is the Word of God.
所以查尔斯相信这本圣经是神的话语之后
，So after he believed that the Bible is the Word of God,
他便召集一群朋友来一起研读这个圣经。
So he called a group of his friends to come and study the Bible together.
并且在定期在刊物中增刊所得到的亮光。
And then they would periodically publish what they found in the Bible.
其中的刊物你可能会很熟悉的，叫做《守望台》。
And one of his many publications is the Watchtower.
所以当耶和华见证人找你的时候。
And so when, if a Jehovah Witness comes to your door,
他必会把这个刊物给你，守望台。
He will give you Watchtower.
Watchtower Russell 虽然相信圣经是神的话语。
So even though Charles Russell believed that the Bible is the Word of God,
但是他却拒绝天堂和地狱的存在。
But he rejected the teaching of heaven and hell.
这引起了众教会的反对。
And that's a recommendation from other churches.
那么因此他就成立这个叫做西安守望台。
And so he formed Zion Watchtower organization.
从那个时候，耶和华见证人就开始。
And this is the very beginning of Jehovah's Witness.
同样的，摩门教的创办人 Joseph Smith 跟教会也是有关的。
And similarly, the organizer of the Mormon, Joseph Smith, also has a relationship to the church.
他在1805年的时候出生在波门州。
In 1805, he was born in Vermont.
在15岁的时候，他自称圣父圣子向他显现。
And when he was 15 years old, he said that the Holy Father and the Holy Son revealed themselves to him.
并且跟他说，你不可以加入任何的教会。
And they told him you cannot join in any other churches.
因为所有的教会所采用的经典是神所恨恶的。
Because what other churches use, is what God hated.
那么三年之后，他宣称有一个天使叫做摩罗尼向他显现。
And so then 3 years later, he said one of the angel Moroni revealed to him.
吩咐他到山上去领取这个金属片所写的书卷。
Told him to go to the mountain and receive this tablet that was written in gold leaves.
那么这些书卷最后就成为这个摩门教的经典。
And so then these leaflets then became the Book of Mormon.
可见这些创办人，这些异端创办人是从教会出来的。
So you can see the originators of these cults are out of the church.
他们不是属于这些真理的教会。
But they do not belong to a church that teaches the truth.
如果他们是真正的信徒的话，他们就不会离开这些教会。
If they are true believers, they would not have left the church.
那圣经告诉我们，在这个末时的时候，将会有这些敌基督出来。
So the Bible told us that in the end times there will be these antichrists.
而且是从教会出来的。
And they come out from the church.
这些事情圣经告诉我们，真正的信徒应该知道。
These things of what is to come, the Bible says, believers need to know.
因为真正的圣徒已经受了神的恩膏。
Because true believers have already been anointed.
请看二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切事。
But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth.
这一切事是指什么事情？
What are all these?
这一切事情是牵涉到我们的救恩。
This truth is talking about our salvation.
那么这些受了恩膏的信徒，他们必须知道这些关于救恩的事情。
So all those who have been anointed by God will know the truth about salvation.
我们在圣经里面，恩膏是讲到将这个橄榄油涂在一个人的头上。
When the Bible talks about anointment, it's talking about pouring the olive oil on the head of the one to be anointed. When the Israelites are going to anoint a king or a prophet, they will anoint this person with the oil.
除此之外, 在雅各书里面也有讲到, 长老们用油来膏这些有病的人。
And then in James, he also talks about the elders who will anoint the sick one.
然后为他们祷告,
to pray for him.
这个恩膏, 圣经讲是来自圣的。
The anointment comes from the Holy One, the Bible says.
圣子是指基督或者圣灵。
The Holy One is talking about Jesus Christ or the Holy Spirit.
在这里很多圣经学者认为是圣灵。
And a lot of the Bible scholars think here it's talking about the Holy Spirit.
因为圣父、圣子把这个圣灵赐给教会。
Because God the Father and God the Son gave the Holy Spirit to the church.
当一个人认罪信耶稣的时候,
And as a person repent and accept Jesus,
我们圣经讲到圣灵内住在他的心里面。
Then the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit then dwells within him.
在哥林多后书第一章21节、22节告诉我们。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21 to 22 tells us.
那在基督里坚固我们和你们，并且高我们的就是神。
Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us.
他又用印了我们。
Set his seal of ownership on us.
并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
And put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come.
那些得到圣灵恩膏的人,
Those who are anointed by the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵住在他们的心里面作为凭据。
Have the Holy Spirit dwell within them as a guarantee.
使徒约翰在这里以这些真正的信徒和那些离开教会的这些人来相比。
Here, the Apostle John is making a comparison between the true believers and the one who is not true.
他说离开教会那些人没有圣灵的恩膏。
He said those who left the church did not have the anointment of the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，他们还没有得到这个救恩。
And in other words, they have not received salvation yet.
他们还没有得到这个重生的生命。
They have not received the new life.
他们里面也没有神的真理。
They did not have the truth of God.
虽然他们声称他们知道一些知识和见解。
Even though they have some knowledge and have some understanding.
真正的信徒,
a true believer,
因为有神的恩膏,
because he was anointed by God,
所以他能够辨别什么是真，什么是假的。
He can discern between the true and what is fake.
就好像一个很有经验的珠宝商,
just like a very experienced jeweler.
离开我们的这个杰林啊，跟Sam，他们很有经验。
Sam and Kit, who have left us, they are experienced jewelers.
因为他们有差不多二十几年、三十年的经验。
They have about 20 to 30 years of experience.
所以他们拿起一个珠宝，他们就知道这个是真是假的。
So if they pick up a piece of jewelry, they'll know whether it is.
而一个有神恩膏的人。
So one was anointed by God.
他们能够辨别什么是真，什么是假。They
can discern between true and fake.
圣经里面讲到耶稣说我就是生命道路真理。
The Bible says, Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life.
只有在耶稣基督里面可以找到这个真理。
Only in Jesus Christ can we find this truth.
这个真理跟这位三位一体的神和我们的救恩是有密切的关系的。
This truth has a close relationship with salvation and also this one true God.
这些都是基要的真理，是不能够妥协的。
And the fact about the triune God is also part of the essential truth.
比如说，神是自由永远的神。
For example, God is an infinite God.
他是三位一体的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵。
He is one God in three persons.
只有一位神，他是有三个位格。
There's one God, but three persons.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus Christ is the Son of the Father.
他与圣父是相等的。
He is co-equal with God the Father.
这些都是需要的真理。
These are essential truths.
这些受了神恩膏的信徒明白这些真理。
These believers who are anointed by God understand this kind of truth.
并且知道这些东西跟真理是不相称的。
And they can discern things that are not
they're not the same. 他们在真理有深入的认识。
And they have a deep understanding of the truth.
所以他们知道在真理里面是没有虚妄的。
And so they know that in truth there is no falsehood.
在使徒约翰还没有写信给这些信徒之前。
And before the Apostle John wrote this letter,
这些信徒已经知道这些真理。
These believers already know the truth.
而且现在使徒写信给他们是要肯定他们。
And so when John wrote this letter, it is to affirm them.
肯定他们跟这些假先知、假教师不一样的。
And it's to reaffirm them that they are different from these false teachers and false prophets.
那么到底这些假先知、假教师他们所相信的是什么东西
？So, what do these false teachers and false prophets believe?
请看二十二节跟二十三节。
Let's look at verse 22 and 23.
谁是做谎话的呢
？Who is the liar?
不是那不认耶稣为基督的吗
？It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ.
不认不以此的，这就是一基督。
Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son.
圣经说耶稣基督是神的儿子。
The Bible says Jesus is the Son of God.
他来到世界上拯救世人。
He came to earth to save man.
这是基要的真理。
And this is an essential truth.
也是使徒约翰在这里所要强调的。
And this is what the Apostle John wants to stress.
在使徒约翰的时代，有一个假教师，他的名字叫做 Cyrenius。
During Jesus' time, there is a false teacher, and his name is Cyrenius.
他否认耶稣是基督。
He denies that Jesus is Christ.
在圣经里面，耶稣跟基督是两个不同的意思。
And in the Bible, Jesus and Christ means different things.
这个假教师他说耶稣和基督是两个不同的生命。
And this false teacher said Jesus and Christ are two different lives.
耶稣不是基督。
Jesus is not Christ.
基督不是耶稣。
Christ is not Jesus.
基督和耶稣是在耶稣受洗时，一直到耶稣被钉十字架的时候是连着起来的。
He said Jesus and Christ are connected when Jesus, from the point when Jesus was baptized until he went to the cross.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，基督就离开耶稣了。
And when Jesus was nailed on the cross, then Christ left Jesus.
换句话说，他讲的主耶稣只不过是一个人。
So in other words, what he is saying is Jesus is only a man.
在那段时间，就是耶稣基督受洗，一直到他被钉十字架的时候。
And in that period, during or after he was baptized until he went on the cross.
得到从神而来的能力。
He received his special power from God.
使徒约翰说这个是谎话。
And the disciple John said this is not right.
说这种谎话的人就是敌基督。
And it is a liar because this man denies Christ.
否认耶稣是基督，就是否认这位天父。
If you deny Jesus as Christ, then you also deny God the Father.
如果你看第二十三节的话
，If you look at verse 23,
不认子的就没有父，认子的连父也有了。
No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also.
这个真理非常的重要。
This truth is extremely important. important.
如果我们不知道耶稣基督是谁，
if we do not know who Jesus Christ is,
把耶稣基督看为是一个人，
if you look at Jesus Christ as only a man,
那我们的信仰是徒然的。
Then our belief is in vain.
我们在这里聚在一起来敬拜也是徒然的。
And then we sitting here to worship is also in vain.
如果你不知道耶稣基督是谁，
if you don't know who Jesus Christ is,
你必须要好好的去读圣经，特别是四本福音书。
You need to really study the Bible, especially the four Gospels.
深入的去研读这些书本。
To really study in depth.
直到你真正的认识这位耶稣基督和这三位一体的神。
So that you can truly come to know this Jesus Christ and this Triune God.
当时这些门徒也不知道耶稣是谁。
At that time, these disciples didn't know who Jesus is.
他们更不知道这位天父是谁。
They don't know who this God the Father is.
主耶稣经常跟门徒讲到天父的事情。
Jesus often mentioned God the Father to them.
但是这些门徒不知道到底这位天父是谁。
But these disciples still don't know who the Father is.
有一次，主耶稣的门徒腓力问耶稣说，
One time, one of the disciples, Philip, asked Jesus,
求主将父显现给我们，那么我们就满足了。
He said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us.
耶稣就跟腓力说，
And so Jesus replied,
我跟你们同在这么久，难道你还不认识我吗？
He said, Don't you know me even after I have been among you such a long time?
你看到我就看到天父了。
If you see me, then you have seen the Father.
今天的异端耶和华见证人就是一个例子。
One of the cults today, the Jehovah Witness, is an example.
他们否认耶稣基督是神的儿子。
They deny that Jesus is the Son of God.
并且说耶稣基督是被造之物。
And they said Jesus is only one of the created creatures.
在天上的时候，耶稣基督只不过说是这个天使长米迦勒。
And when he is in heaven, Jesus is only the archangel Michael.
在地上他只不过是一个人，他不是神。
And on earth, he's only a man, he's not a God.
耶和华见证人不相信这位这个三位一体的神。
The Jehovah Witnesses, do not believe in a triune God.
神只有一位，就是耶和华。
There is only one God, and he is Jehovah.
同样的，我们教也不相信耶稣基督是神。
And similarly, the Mormons do not believe that Jesus Christ is God.
在耶稣基督还没有来到这个世界上的时候，他之前是不存在的。
And before Jesus Christ come to earth, he did not exist.
摩门教认为他们的创办人 Joseph Smith 才是真正的弥赛亚。
The Mormons believe that Joseph Smith is the true Messiah.
耶稣只不过是这个开路的先锋。
And Jesus is only a forerunner for him.
可见耶和华见证人跟摩门教都否认耶稣是神。
So both the Jehovah Witness and the Mormons deny that Jesus is God.
他们看耶稣只不过是一个人。
They look upon Jesus as only a man.
这是很严重的问题。
This is a serious problem.
难怪使徒约翰当时说这些不认父不认子的就是敌基督。
No wonder the Apostle John said these people who deny Jesus are the Antichrist.
敌基督出现在使徒约翰的时代。
Antichrist appeared during John's time.
也出现在我们现今的时代。
They are also here during our time.
我们是否有神的恩膏？
Do we have God's anointment?
而且对这个真理有深入的认识。
And that we know the truth deeply.
那么当这些假先知、假教授来到我们当中的时候，
So that when these false teachers and false prophets come among us,
我们很快的就能够分辨出他们是真还是假。
We can quickly tell if they are real or false.
让我们同心低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you've given us.
求主帮助我们能够 认识这个真理。
Please help us to know the truth.
让我们能够辨别什么是真，什么是假。
So that we can discern between true and false.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we